CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own web pages. Good morning, it's Sunday the 22nd of March 2015. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB supports ISS work in schools. Technical Excellence Award for George Dobbs, GB3PY celebrating 40 years of UHF speech repeaters. The Radio Society of Great Britain has announced its participation in a programme designed to enthuse and encourage young people throughout the United Kingdom into amateur radio and a career in science, technology, engineering and mathematics. Tim Peake, the first British ESA astronaut, will launch to the International Space Station in November of this year and will spend 6 months working and living on board the ISS. Tim has issued a challenge to school pupils to contact him on board the ISS via amateur radio through a scheduled amateur radio on the International Space Station, or ARIS, contact. The RSGB is delighted to announce that schools who apply successfully to be part of this exciting programme will be able to forward students to represent them by making the radio call to Tim on orbit. These students will have to obtain their full amateur radio licence to be eligible to operate the radio, and one lucky student at each ARIS amateur radio contact will be responsible for making contact with the space station. The RSGB will assist schools taking part in this programme by providing training courses to help students obtain their amateur radio licence, and in partnership with ARIS will provide all necessary technical support. Radcom author and famous QRP-er George Dobbs, G3RJV, has been awarded the Dayton Hamvention Technical Excellence Award for a lifetime of work for QRP. He's helped many amateur radio operators build their own equipment, as well as writing columns in both Practical Wireless and Radcom, and books on the subject. Congratulations to George. Other winners are Tim Duffy, K3LR, who was awarded Amateur of the Year, and Thomas Medlin, W5KUB, who received the Special Achievement Award. The UHF repeater GB3PY turns 40 years old in March, and to celebrate the anniversary of the first ever UHF voice repeater in the UK being licensed, G3PY will be using the call sign GB40PY for the rest of the year with immediate effect. Ofcom have issued an NOV, and Cambridgeshire Repeater Group will be running a number of events to commemorate the anniversary of PY's birth. Category 5 Cyclone Pam caused severe damage when it hit the Pacific nation of Vanuatu last weekend. Recovery is expected to take a very long time. The idyllic location is a haven for tourists and expeditioners, with all those who have been there in the past struggling to recognise damaged landmarks now being shown on TV. Like other countries in the region, very few local radio amateurs exist, and no communication has been heard from many islands. The FunCube team are pleased to announce that Data Warehouse has received 2 million packets of telemetry data from ground stations around the world. FunCube 1 AO73 was launched on the 21st of November 2013, and since then radio amateurs and schools have been receiving the telemetry packets transmitted by the satellite and passing them to the AMSAT UK data warehouse for analysis and storage. Now for details of rallies and events for the coming week. The Hack Green Bunker Rally takes place today, 22nd of March, from the Hack Green Secret Nuclear Bunker, Nantwich in Cheshire, CW58AL. It's a sale of electronic equipment, amateur gear, components, military radio sets and vehicle spares. Doors open 10 a.m. Details from Lucy, 01270 623 353. Reading and District Amateur Radio Club has one of their twice yearly junk sales on Thursday the 26th of March. The rules are on their website, www.radarc.org. Next Sunday the 29th, Devon and Cornwall Repeater Group and Kellingford ARS Rally will be held in the Kellington Town Hall, Cornwall, PL17 7BD. Doors open 10 a.m. £2 to get in. There'll be a bring and buy. Details from Roger by email to e0rph@gmail.com. The Ripon Radio Rally will take place in Hugh Ripley Hall, Ripon, North Yorkshire, HG4 2PT, 100 metres west of the High Skell Gate. Traffic lights on the B6265. On Sunday the 29th of March, doors open 10 a.m, admission £2. There'll be a bring and buy as well as refreshments available. The organisers warn prospective visitors that the bring and buy is upstairs. If you can't carry it, don't bring it. Email rally@ripon.org.uk for more details. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2 in Radcom or on the website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now the special event news. Mid-Ulster Amateur Radio Club will be activating Slieve Galleon in the Sperrin Mountains on Sunday the 22nd of March. This field day type event using the call sign MN0VFW will allow members the opportunity to work stroke portable from the viewpoint car park. Those more willing and able will make the short trek to the top at 528 metres ASL to activate the actual summit. The SOTA reference is GI/SM007. They plan to be on the air between 10 a.m. and early afternoon, HF, VHF and UHF. RAF Air Cadets from No. 2 Welsh Wing will have two stations operating on this year's RAFARS airfield on the air. GB6 RAF will be active on various dates until the 29th of March from RAF Howarden in Flintshire, using the 10 to 40 metre bands as well as 2 metres and 70 sems. Then GB6 RAF will be active on various dates between the 30th of March and the 26th of April from RAF Rednall in Shropshire, using 10 to 40 metre bands. Woody's Top Youth Hostel in Lincolnshire will be the venue of the 2015 GB1 BST Special Event Station, celebrating the start of British summertime, operating from the 27th to the 29th of March. The site is on the Greenwich Meridian between Louth and Horncastle. Radio operations are scheduled to start late on the 27th with test transmissions on 40-20-17 and 2 metre bands, which will be used during the weekend event. GB1 BST has been organised by the Youth Hostels Amateur Radio Group and the Phoenix Radio Group, with the help from several clubs in the region. Local radio amateurs are invited to visit the station and help run it over the weekend. Riviera ARC will take part in airfields on the air on the 28th and 29th of March from the XRAF airfield at Halden, just outside Teignmouth, using the call sign GB4AOA. The station will comprise a Kenwood TS-590S and an offset Carolina Wyndham. The station will concentrate mostly on 40 metres SSB and 2 metres FM. Special QSLs are available and contacts with GB4AOA count towards the RAFARS award for this event. If you have any news of special events, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. DX News Now. Joe LA5UF will operate from Easter Island, SA001, a CE0Y stroke call sign, until the 31st of March. He hopes to be on the 10 to 40 metre bands using CW, QSL's direct to home address. G5MNW returns to Réunion Island, AF016, as FR stroke call sign until the 14th of April, QSL home call sign either direct or via the Bureau. Joe LU1FM will be active as 5J0B from San Andres Island, NA033, until the 4th of April. Using 6-160 metre bands on SSB and digital modes, he will be on during the WPX contest, QSL LU1FM, using Club Log OQRS. Hannes OE1SGU will be active as DU1 stroke call sign from Luzon Island, OC042, between the 24th of March and the 21st of April. Operation will be holiday style on the 6 to 40 metre bands using CW and digital, QSL via OE1SGU, using Logbook of the World and OQRS. Contest news now. The Bartag HF RITI contest ends its 48-hour run at 0200 UTC on Monday the 23rd. It's on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands, exchange signal report, serial number and time. Russian DX contest runs for 24 hours, ending at 1200 UTC today the 22nd. The There are lots of entry categories, mostly single ops, running on the 1.8 to 28 megs bands. The exchange's signal report and serial number with Russian stations adding the Oblast code. On Tuesday, the 50 megs UK activity contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all modes the exchange as the usual signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday, SHF UK activity contest takes place 2000 to 2230 UTC, using 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The UK EI Contest Club 80 metre contest series continues on Wednesday the 25th. This month is a CW session. These monthly one-hour contests are different. They're timed to coincide with the hours of darkness over most of the UK, Ireland and Europe. They're open to all stations anywhere to enter, and the scoring is distance-based, taking place 2000 to 2100 UTC. The exchange is just your four-character location. The second and final major American contest is the SSB leg of CQ Worldwide WPX on 28th and 29th. Everybody works everybody, exchanging a report and serial number. Expect the contesting bands to be heaving and some large serial numbers to be exchanged, running 0000 UTC on the 28th and 2359 on the 29th. The exchange a signal report and serial number. Lastly, now a radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA and G4BAO on Friday the 20th of March. Last week, we warned you of more potential solar flares and coronal mass ejections hitting the Earth, and it looks as though we were right. On Tuesday the 17th, a major geomagnetic storm took place, pushing the KP index to 8. The immediate reaction was an increase in signal levels on 10 metres, with many Finnish, Swedish and Norwegian stations workable, albeit with QSB, as the maximum usable frequency headed towards 29 megs. Scotland was audible in southern UK on 10 metres as well. Signals then turned a rural with characteristic Dalek-sounding USB signals and hissing CW on both 2, 6 and 10 metres. This was one of the best auroral openings on VHF for some time. Following day, the K-index was still at 5 and MUFs were very depressed. The other highlight of the week was the eclipse on the Friday the 20th. There were lots of radio activities planned, but at the time of writing it was too early to say what the outcomes were. This week the solar flux index should remain in the range of 100-110. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions will continue with K indices off 4 forecast for Monday. Next weekend could be just as bad, so look out for pre-auroral enhancements on HF, followed by auroral conditions on 6 and 10, perhaps even 2 metres. VHF and up now, watch out for further auroral conditions on VHF if the sun is still active. We start the week with an area of high pressure over the south of the country, declining along with any lift conditions as a cold front crosses from the west today. A new high will build from the west across northern Britain by midweek, but this may only produce a temporary lift as it sinks south and into the continent. Indeed, other models are less enthusiastic about the second high, so some chances for lift conditions, but not a dead cert. The good news is that it's not long to wait now for the new ease season to get underway, possibly from mid to late April, and definitely from May onwards, from the UK on 10 metres and 6 metres. No meteor showers this week, so keep looking for random MS contacts on the lower band in the early mornings. The moon's declination continues to increase this week, giving longer moon windows for UK EME operators in the coming week, with losses starting low but reaching maximum next weekend. And that's it from the propagation team, and that's it also from me until next week. Until today, I have been reading the local news for the UK Midlands, but I don't believe that this information is still required or being retransmitted over repeaters, so from this week I shall cease to do so. If, on the other hand, anybody does care to contact me and tell me that they still want the service, then I'll gladly provide it and put it back. Thank you.